1. Racial and cultural distribution. Although the minds and morals of the races were at a low level at the time of Adam's arrival, physical evolution had gone on quite unaffected by the exigencies of the Caligastia Rebellion. Adam's contribution to the biologic status of the races, notwithstanding the partial failure of the undertaking, enormously upstepped the people of Urantia. Adam and Eve also contributed much that was value to the social, moral, and intellectual progress of mankind. Civilization was immensely quickened by the presence of their offspring. But 35,000 years ago, the world at large possessed little culture. Certain centers of civilization existed here and there, but most of Urantia languished in savagery. Racial and cultural distribution was as follows. 1. The Violet Race, Adamites and Adamsonites. The chief center of Adamite culture was in the Second Garden, located in the triangle of the Tigris and Euphrates River. This was indeed the cradle of Occidental and Indian civilizations. The secondary or northern center of the Violet Race was the Adamsonite headquarters, situated east of the southern shore of the Caspian Sea, near the Kopet Mountains. From these two centers there went forth to the surrounding lands the culture and life plasm which so immediately quickened all the races. 2. Pre-Sumerians and other Nodites. There were also present in Mesopotamia, near the mouth of the rivers, remnants of the ancient culture of the days of Dalmatia. With the passing millenniums, this group became thoroughly admixed with the Adamites to the north, but they never entirely lost their Nodite traditions. Various other Nodite groups that had settled in the Levant were, in general, absorbed by the later expanding Violet Race. 3. The Andonites maintained 5 or 6 fairly representative settlements to the north and east of the Adamson headquarters. They were also scattered throughout Turkestan, while isolated islands of them persisted throughout Eurasia, especially in mountainous regions. These aborigines still held the northlands of the Eurasian continent, together with Iceland and Greenland, but they had long since been driven from the plains of Europe by the Blue Man, and from the river valleys of farther Asia by the expanding Yellow Race. 4. The Red Man occupied the Americas, having been driven out of Asia over 50,000 years before the arrival of Adam. 5. The Yellow Race. The Chinese peoples were well established in control of eastern Asia. Their most advanced settlements were situated to the northwest of modern China, in regions bordering on Tibet. 6. The Blue Race. The Blue Men were scattered all over Europe, but their better centers of culture were situated in the then fertile valleys of the Mediterranean basin and in northwestern Europe. Neanderthal absorption had greatly retarded the culture of the Blue Man, but he was otherwise the most aggressive, adventurous, and exploratory of all the evolutionary peoples of Eurasia. 7. Pre-Dravidian India. The complex mixture of races in India, embracing every race on earth, but especially the green, orange, and black, maintained a culture slightly above that of the outlying regions. 8. The Sahara Civilization. The superior elements of the Indigo race had their most progressive settlements in what is now the Great Sahara Desert. This Indigo-Black group carried extensive strains of the submerged orange and green races. 9. The Mediterranean Basin. The most highly blended race outside of India occupied what is now the Mediterranean basin. Here, Blue Men from the north and Saharans from the south met and mingled with Nodites and Adamites from the east. This was the picture of the world prior to the beginnings of the great expansions of the Violet Race, about 25,000 years ago. The hope of future civilization lay in the second garden between the rivers of Mesopotamia. Here in southwestern Asia, there existed the potential of a great civilization, the possibility of the spread to the world of the ideas and ideals which had been salvaged from the days of Dalmatia and the times of Eden. Adam and Eve had left behind a limited but potent progeny, and the celestial observers on Urantia waited anxiously to find out how these descendants of the erring material son and daughter would acquit themselves.